Loftus, as a U.S. attorney with unprecedented access to classified CIA and NATO files, as well as former intelligence operatives, in 1994 joined with Australian broadcast journalist Mark Ahrens to produce a national bestseller titled The Secret War Against the Jews, which probed the role of Western intelligence agencies in the affairs of Israel. These authors interviewed one of the Jews present at the meeting with Rockefeller. He gave this account. Rockefeller skimmed through the dossier and coolly began to bargain. In return for the votes of the Latin American bloc, he wanted guarantees that the Jews would keep their mouths shut about the flow of Nazi money and fugitives to South America. There would be no Zionist Nazi hunting unit, no testimony at Nuremberg about the bankers or anyone else, not a single leak to the press about where the Nazis were living in South America or which Nazis were working for Dulles. The subject of Nazis was closed. Period. Forever. The choice was simple, Rockefeller explained. You can have vengeance, or you can have a country, but you cannot have both. The deal was made, and Rockefeller delivered. On November 29, 1947, the UN General Assembly approved a resolution recommending the partition of Palestine. The vote shocked the Arab world, which had not foreseen several Latin American countries switching their vote at the last minute. The Jews had traded silence for their new country's security, but they didn't take it lying down. To this day, Israeli leaders have in turn blackmailed the Western employers of Nazi refugees and war criminals, guaranteeing nearly unconditional support for Israel and its policies. The creation of Israel also explained the inability of U.S. officials to interdict the flight capital out of Germany. John Peel worked with Orvis Schmidt in the U.S. Treasury's Foreign Funds Control Office. In 1944, emphasis in Washington shifted from overseas fiscal controls to assistance to Jewish war refugees, Peel explained. On presidential order, I was made executive director of the War Refugee Board in January 1944. Orvis Schmidt became director of Foreign Funds Control. Some of the manpower he had was transferred, and while the Germans evidently were doing their best to avoid Allied seizures of assets, we were doing our best to extricate as many Jews as possible from Europe. It is apparent that the globalists in both Europe and America were more concerned with gaining a foothold on the oil-rich Middle East than in pursuing escaped Nazis and their treasure.